Hi, everyone. This is Ann Elbers with Messages from Ann and the Angels. This is a periodic podcast in which we explore topics of interest pertinent to everyday living and the current state of world affairs. Over the last 13 years of my life, the angels have offered me a remarkable perspective that has allowed me to live in peace in spite of the chaos in the world. This perspective has helped thousands of people heal from grief. It has helped people find the true abundance in their lives, assisted them with their businesses, and most importantly of all, this perspective has helped me and others find a loving relationship with our Creator, which is, in the long run, the only thing that will give us true and lasting joy. Earth is a school where we incarnate to learn about love, to learn about the divine spark within ourselves, and to express something unique and wonderful and beautiful that the Creator has planted within our hearts. To this end, I offer you this podcast. I welcome you if you're just joining us for the first time, and invite you to visit my website, www.visionsofheaven.com, where you'll find a free weekly Messages from Ann and the Angels newsletter, blessing e-cards, articles, books, and all sorts of different types of spiritual education to assist you on your path. This week's episode is about our economy. And in fact, I was motivated to start this podcast because a friend wrote me with an email that's been going around stating that the U.S. government is preparing for the worst in our economy. Now, that news doesn't come as such a huge shock to most of us, given the current state of affairs. If you turn on the news, fear is running rampant. We're in a recession, the news says. The stock market's going down. They've had to pump money into the banks to keep them alive. But you know what? This fear has lit a fire inside of me. Because over the last 13 years of my life, the angels have given me a perspective on money and abundance that is rock solid. And I just long to share that peace and that comfort and security with anyone willing to listen to it. The angels say that God is your source. He is your security, your abundance, your protection, and your comfort. And the rest is illusion. There is no government, no job, no boss, no family member or friend that can take anything away from you that God cannot return to you in some rather miraculous and magical way. It is imperative that we recognize that fact. Otherwise, we're going to make our government or our economy or our bosses, our jobs, the gas prices, etc., into false gods and false idols. And it's important that we don't give them that type of power because we are powerful. As many of you have learned from reading or watching movies like The Secret or What the Bleep, the power of our intention is fantastic. It is amazing what we can achieve as individuals and also as a collective consciousness if we set our sights on what we want to create rather than on what we fear. As we listen to the news and we listen to these fears being passed around the internet, I ask, what would we do if we knew for certain that the economy was going to collapse? And I'm not saying that we do because the angels hold no such position. But what would we do right now in this instant? What would you do differently? Would we fall into fear and start planning for the worst? Or wouldn't it be far more effective and powerful instead to send copious amounts of love and prayer out into the world so as to avoid that possible reality? That is what I'm doing, and that's what I will continue to do. I pray like this: Dear God, bless our world leaders with a wisdom that allows them to balance the economy. But more importantly, bless us with the security and the faith of knowing that you, God, are our economy, that you, God, are our security, that you, God, are our support, and that it is in you that we rest. And we don't give that power away to anyone else. It's so important that you pray like that, or better yet, in your own words. The fear over money is rooted in the mass consciousness already, or else it would not be reflected in our government. The greed that drove the economy into this mess is rooted in that fear, and as will all false gods. The illusion that our security is based in an economy, a government, or even currency will be stripped away from those who worship that outer reality. It is inevitable. You know, we all like to blame our world leaders, but the truth is it's not the greed and the fear that are present in the hearts of our world leaders, but also the greed and the fear that is present in every human heart that's responsible for this condition. It is imperative that we avoid this greed and the flip side of it, which is fear, that anything that is truly ours could ever be taken away from us. You can lose your job, and yet God and you are in charge of whether or not you find a new and better one. You could lose your home, and yet God and you are in charge of whether or not you find another one. There is never anything on the outside that is more powerful than your intent married with the intent of the Creator. There is never anyone on the outside world that is more powerful than your intention and the loving intent of your Creator. When I quit my engineering job years ago on faith that God had bigger plans, it wasn't my mind, it wasn't the outer world, it wasn't my bank account, it wasn't anything out there that gave me a sense of security other than knowing that if God directed me to make change in my life, then somehow He was going to come up with the solution. So the question to me isn't whether or not the economy collapses, but whether or not we choose to collapse inside of ourselves right now and to give up creating a far greater reality right now. It is important that we choose to put our faith in the abundance of God and that eternal truth, rather than the apparent lack that is currently being displayed in the stock market, the economy, the housing market, etc. Greg Braden, in his book The Isaiah Effect, states that it takes the square root of 1% of the population to affect change. I once did a calculation. There's about 6.4 billion people on the earth right now, actually a little more. And if you do the math, it ended up being that 8,153 people were required on that particular day to be the square root of 1% of the Earth's population. 8,153 people praying can affect change on this planet. Now, I find that amazing. And when I say praying here, I'm not talking about praying in the helpless sense of, oh, please God, it's a mess, fix it. But I'm talking about praying as if you were a starving man praying for food. Dear God, with all my heart, I ask that you search my heart and remove from me any belief in lack. Remove from me any fears about my own security. Remove from me any tendencies towards greed. Help me find faith in your true abundance and let this condition inside of me ripple out into the world and create change in our outer reality. If we could do that, if we could spread that word, then we will create change and we will not need to suffer through collapse of our economy or any other type of collapse. Unless, of course, God has a lesson to teach the planet in creating such a reality. And I, for one, believe that we can learn our lessons either easily by choosing a path of spiritual truth and faith and belief in the Creator's love for you, or we can learn our lessons the hard way. And since such a small percentage of the population is required in order to affect change, I say each one of us has a vote. And if you're listening to this, you're on a spiritual path or you're at least curious about a greater reality. So I would encourage you to search your heart. And if it's in your heart to join me in prayer, that you would find within your own hearts a greater economy that is based on eternal truth and the loving Creator, then please do so. We can create change. It's not left to fate. It's not left to chance. We have a mass consciousness here on this planet called humanity, and we are part of that. Thank you for listening. I hope you found this educational and informative, or at least maybe provocative, and maybe it helps you find a deeper truth within yourself, whether or not you agree with anything that's been said here. I encourage you to share whatever it is you believe with the world so that your voice can be heard. Because in the long run, what matters most is that you express and embrace the truth deep within yourself. God bless you. I appreciate you. There's more on my website, www.visionsofheaven.com, if you're interested. I wish you peace, joy, and the abundance of knowing God's love for you. I'll be back with a new podcast the next time Spirit moves me.